Welcome to the Elevate Podcast.
Here we go!
Here we go! Here we go! Here we go!
This is podcast number 32. Podcast number 32 here, guys. We're live here at Elevate, Cal Allen, Texas, and we're doing something a little different. We hit record, so, you know, the whole spew I just gave you guys, I'm going to do it again so the people out there in internet land who are not here with us tonight can know what we're doing.
Do you realize there's not a Cal Allen, Texas?
Why not?
Because there's a Cal Allen school, but not a Cal Allen, Texas.
Is the town called Cal Allen?
No, it's called Corpus.
Really?
Yeah.
On the map?
Uh-huh. There is no Cal Allen on the map.
There is no Cal Allen on the map.
No Cal Allen. It's the Cal Allen ISD.
And there's no, like, town Cal Allen?
Nope.
Really?
It's actually on the map.
So we're kind of, like, in nowhere land right now.
Right.
Actually, if this town doesn't exist and it's not on the map, then what are we actually doing here? That's kind of freaking me out. You know, that's kind of weird.
We're in Corpus.
You know?
We're in Corpus. Corpus Christi, Texas.
We're in the Corpus Christi area. We're not in Corpus. Corpus to me is like SPID and, you know, Staples and Everhart, not Cal Allen, you know? So I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, you're kind of confusing. You kind of
you're like getting off track.
Hey, you want to just get along with this?
Okay. See?
Introduce all of
us.
Introduce. Let's do the quick version of this, too.
Not here with me today, I got Ness, who plays the guitar. I got Jasenia. I got Marisa. I got Rach. I got Tommy. I got Pastor J. And I got myself. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? That's what I like. There. Juno.
Come on, Juno.
There we go.
I saw his head grow on that. I don't know about y'all.
Thank y'all. Thank you very much. See, we do this podcast every time y'all leave, and I get ridiculed by all these people back here.
No, you get ridiculed when you're not here.
You know, I never say anything.
And I just wanted y'all to know that, you know, y'all are my people, you know, and I love y'all, and, you know, I need y'all's support, you know. Today, the message today was, what was the message?
The message.
Who owns your soul?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a thing called Elevate Flicks. Are you
Elevate Flicks, where we take some of the big blockbuster movies of the summer, and we analyze them so we could see how our culture views God. And what we want to do today is, Pastor Jay, you gave the opportunity to almost kind of create part of your message.
The big idea.
The big idea.
That's because we didn't have Shelley here tonight, so Shelley couldn't read the big idea.
And usually the big idea, you write it down and you kind of say, okay, this is the direction we want to go. And y'all are kind of, you know, you follow that direction. So what Pastor Jay did here tonight was he kind of let y'all navigate and figure out your own direction. So we had these papers passed down. We had some of y'all come and throw them back in. And what do we want to do, Pastor Jay?
We're gonna read some of you guys' big ideas. Is that all right? I'm not gonna tell you your name because you didn't put it on here. But we're gonna read some of you guys' big idea. And I don't know if I want to read all these big ideas. Can maybe pass those around and let's read a couple of big ideas. Grab one as it comes around. Maybe grab two. Man, what's up with this? Do you know? You didn't explain things very good.
What are you talking about? What's the problem?
You didn't explain things, what we're doing.
Well, explain it. Go for it, man. You know, I am...
You're just the comic relief.
He's a mere assistant.
I am just
ooh,
the mere...
Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, we even got Tommy dogging you now.
Wow. You see what I have to
contagious.
Put up with?
Contagious.
You see what I have to put up with, guys?
Is everybody ready?
Ness,
yes,
we'll
sir.
Start with Ness. Go ahead.
You got to use the mic, Ness.
You got to use the microphone. Listen up, guys.
Or podcast
listen up.
Land.
I know this is kind of weird for some of y'all, and y'all are like, what's going on? We don't even know. This is kind of boring. You know, could you get with a program? And I'm trying to flow here, guys. Okay, so just here we go.
So if it's bad, it's his fault.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to read big ideas.
Hey, it is okay to laugh if Juno's funny.
I would appreciate
but
it.
But notice how... Hey, y'all notice how nobody's laughing?
You know.
Do y'all need us here?
If I'm not funny, you can still laugh. So you can always
you're funny looking.
Appreciate that.
Alrighty.
You're funny looking.
Hey, can we get with the program?
All right.
Can I read the big idea?
Go ahead, Ness.
I'm trying.
Okay. Big idea number one. You cannot serve two masters.
Okay, I like that.
That's true.
Okay, what else?
You got another one
right here. Choose God to be your master. Other things will not last.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that real quick. I like those. Keep them close. That second one. What did it say? Choose God to be your master.
Other things will not last.
Other things. What do y'all think
That's
about that?
That's very good.
What do you guys thought? And, you know, we got all of our teenagers live, so you're going to get a little bit of feedback of what their thoughts are. This is a point where I'm supposed to stop talking.
Yeah, right. I got a good idea. I got something that popped in my head.
Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
Read that one more time. Read it again.
The second one?
Second one.
Choose God to be your master. Other things will not last.
The first thing that popped in my head as soon as Ness read that, and whoever wrote this very good big idea, is the story in the Bible about the foundations.
Right.
You know, you have to have your house built on a solid foundation that will last. You build your house on the sand, it's going to wash away. May look like a nice house in the beginning, may look great, everything's perfect on the outside, but the moment a big storm comes, if your foundation is not solid, it's going to be washed away, and you're going to have to start all over again. So, you know, when Ness read that was the first thing that popped in my head. You know, God, if you build your house on God, if you build your life and surround your decisions on God and what God wants for your life, you know, that's a solid, firm foundation. That's almost like, you know, guarantee almost, you know. No chances of a storm coming and knocking you down, you know. You're still going to stay solid, so.
I thought you were going to say cement.
I was thinking of the word, but.
You just couldn't figure that out.
That was the first thing that popped in my
that's
head.
Good.
That was a good illustration. What do y'all think? Things and other things are kind of like the sand. And God is the rock. Of course, you know, there's that illustration that Jesus is the rock. And so that's a great illustration. What are y'all's thoughts? What other thoughts you guys got on that?
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
God created everything. And all human beings, everybody who's living across the world, God created. And so God in us, or God created a void in us that only He can fill. Check it out.
Good.
And so no matter what you go after, no matter what you think is going to fulfill you, it never will. You see that? And so if God created me, if I don't put Him first in my life and call Him Lord and do what He wants me to do as He's predestined me, as I'm walking as a young man, growing as a man in the stature that God's called me to be, I'm never going to be complete. Thank you.
Very true. Very true.
Is somebody ready to add something, maybe? Hold on. If you guys maybe want to add something, want to be on the podcast and aren't like super scared, if you feel like you want to maybe, hey, I got a thought, come up here, let me know. And we have a mic right here just for you guys. So it's not scary. You just kind of walk up here and you... Hi. you want to say more than that. Yeah, don't come up here and say hi. You know,
Matt, I know you could do it a lot cooler than that, my friend. I know you got the coolness.
Matt.
I know you got the coolness in you, my friend.
He's got the coolness.
Lockdown. Lockdown.
I got another thought.
Another thought?
This is how... childish I am, but it has a point. I see it as, you know, it says choose God to be your master, other things will not last. I see it as God as my shelter as well. Think of it like a fairy tale, you know, the three little pigs, you know, one built his house, you know, out of straw.
Come on, keep on, do it.
The other built his house out of what? Help me out here.
Sticks.
Well, what happened? What did the werewolf do?
What? The wolf. Right. It's the wolf.
The werewolf. It's okay.
The third
don't knock the man. This is a good illustration here.
Hey, it's a good illustration. I'm sorry.
And the third pig built his house out of brick.
Ooh.
You know? Comes back to my man Juno.
There you go.
A solid foundation, you know? That wolf puffing.
I'm telling you, there you go.
See, and this is something great that I really wasn't taking this message, and I can see where you guys are really going in this.
Do I prove a point? Do I prove a point?
I think it's great.
Yes, sir. Give my man his props.
Yeah.
Okay, you can sit down now.
That's an old story.
All right.
Hey, a couple more times and his head's going to be as big as yours, dude.
Miss Jasenia, let's move on.
That was good because... what Tommy was saying earlier about how only God can fill your void. Only God can be the only one to fulfill your life. And this big idea here says, let God control your life. And that's so true. I mean, only God can be the one that can control your life. Nothing else, will do it for you.
Right.
Right. He knows what you're gonna do, when you're gonna do it, and why you're doing it. He knows everything, whether it's good or bad.
And the reality is we do need to allow God. There's a difference of God being your God, and then allowing God to control you. Now, it's not control like a puppet, but it's allowing God to guide your life. And so there's a difference to that. And when you make God your master, your Lord, and that's what Lord means. When he's the Lord of your life, you give him control. You're allowing God to guide your life like a river, that river. How many of y'all have ever seen a river that just goes straight forever? Nobody, right? It kind of goes the direction, kind of the land. Actually, it goes the direction of least resistance is what it does. And when we allow God, he takes us, if we give him the control, I believe he's going to take us down the path of almost like least resistance. Now, that's not to say that life will be easy. You know what I mean?
I mean, it reflects the first big idea. You cannot serve two masters. Because how are you going to get God to have total control and you walk strong with God if, it comes like you come to church every Sunday, praise the Lord and everything, and then, comes Monday morning, you're back your regular routine,
All right, guys, I know we played off a lot on that one. I think we're going to have time for maybe about one or two more. So yeah.
Why don't we just, let's go through and read all the rest of the big ideas and that
were... Yeah, read them all, and then we'll pick out one that...
We had a couple of that were the same ones, so that's okay. Why we're not reading every big idea.
Okay, mine is, choose a God that you can faithfully serve alone. And then the other one, what's one like they've already said?
Okay.
Rach, you guys one?
Yeah. Mine just says, choose who you will serve.
Mine says, let God be your one and only master.
And so there's probably, if we see a theme that's kind of, if I can see a theme that you guys were really picking up on our message tonight that maybe you were seeing, and it's just allowing God to be the master of your life, to have control, giving God control of your life, I really kind of sensed that as the message was going out. It's a totally different way. It's a different way we did tonight. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our podcast. We're pretty much at the end. Elevate's, it's like what time?
8:30.
And so, again, hope you enjoyed the night. Although that we're not just here to be a show, even though that's what this month is about.
True.
So we hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed you guys coming up with your big idea. And how many of y'all, for you, that was, although it was a different way of doing it, I didn't give you all the notes, it made you kind of reflect more on the message. How many of y'all, did you saw that maybe? Help me out here. Did it help you kind of reflect more into the message and really kind of dig and say what God was saying to you? Did you find that? Okay, that's what I was hoping. I'm seeing some nods. Nobody's really going, yeah, that was me. Thank you. Thank you, Courtney.
I think even whether y'all realize it or not, you had a lot of participation in this service. You may not have said so much. You may not have even come to the mic. But whether you even realize it or not, Pastor Jay had a great idea tonight, and he actually made you think. And he made you think a little bit deeper. And he made you try and realize the very, very, very important decision on who is your master. So, Pastor Jay.
Podcast number 32.
32. This is a wrap. Thank you guys for paying attention. And
Soulcast.
Maybe we'll do this again.
You guys, you want to say bye on the way out, Tommy?
We'll say bye.
Peace out.
Sign out.
Bye.
That was Rachel. That was
adios.
Marisa.
See ya.
Jess.
Hasta luego.
Yes. I'm out. Peace.
I'm out. Love y'all.
You guys say bye to everybody on the podcast. All just kind of get them ready. I'll probably use this, and we need to set one up in case they want to come up and say something on the... Listen to me. We're going to do nugget time right now. We're going to give to God. Y'all give God some praise. If this is your first time at Elevate, you don't have to give. I don't even encourage you to give. I don't even want you to give. We're not here to take your money. We're not here to give you money. But if you've been coming to Elevate, one of the things I believe about serving God is giving God part of this. Because you know what? Sometimes this is the hardest thing to give to God. Not your wallet, but what's in your wallet. I can give my wallet to God easy. It's the stuff in the wallet, right? And here's the thing. You're going to hear me say this all the time. You've got to make the habits now of giving to God now. The Bible says that there's a man that built a house on the sand. And when the rains came, what happened? The sand kind of eroded away. And what happened to the house? Okay, y'all get that? But then it says, the Bible says that there's a man that built his house on the rock, a solid foundation. And when the rains came, they beat on the house. The winds came, they beat on the house, and that house stood right there. Why? Because when you build on sand, it's going to erode away. But when you build on the rock, when the troubles come, and this is an illustration, see, in your life, you're going to have times in your life financially that you may struggle, you may have trouble. Now, sometimes we do that to ourselves. When I didn't serve God, listen to me, I ran up credit. I ran up credit cards. And you know what? They didn't just go away when I got saved. The creditor didn't come along and go, "Oh, you gave your heart to God. Just cut that credit card up." He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said, "I want my money." Every month, he wanted his money. Yeah. And see, I didn't have in my life at that time, I didn't have a habit of building on the rock by giving to God and making it a habit and building a solid foundation of giving in my life. And so when the winds came and blew on my house, not literally, but in that area of my life, my house crumbled. And so see, the point I'm trying to make to you is you need to make the habit and build a rock foundation by learning to give as a teenager. And that could mean just every week, just ask mom to give you a dollar and learn to put it in here. Every time, you know that every time you come to Elevate, you should make it a habit. Man, I don't care if it's a quarter. Save your change during the week. I mean, come on. Save your change. Bring it up here. It's not because I need more money. I don't get paid based on how much you get. I don't get to take the offering, take it home, and go buy a hamburger. I don't. I don't do any of that. What we do is make an opportunity so that you can build a habit of giving so that you have a solid rock foundation. And you know what? If you don't, listen to me, I'm not trying to manipulate you. I don't really care if you do. I'm going to tell you that. You don't have to give. It's up to you and God. But you need to make it a habit of every week putting some kind, I was going to put something, but you might put anything in there. You need to make it a habit of putting some kind of money. If it's a quarter and that's all you got, do it. Ask mom for a dollar. Do it. Some of you need to give beyond that. You make more. I always talk about John, and John's cool with it. Every Sunday, when John gets paid during the week, he goes in, he writes a check, and gives his 10% of that. It's awesome. See him doing it now, because in 10 years, 20 years, when he's my age, it's a habit that's formed, and it's easy to do. And when the storms come to shake his house, he goes, "You know what? I'm just going to give more, and God's going to bless me more." Because that's what God does. So make it a habit, man. Get a dollar, get a dime, get a nickel. But try to make it more, man. Try to challenge yourself. Set a goal. Set a goal this year. Say you want to give $50 to the year. Add it up. That's 50 weeks, $50, dollar a week. Set a goal. Write down something. You know what I mean? Make it a habit. Build a solid foundation. Y'all get that? We're doing this series called Elevate Flicks. And Elevate Flicks, you can kind of maybe see it up here if they get it. We're basically going to see God through our culture's eyes. And what we're going to do is the month of June, we're taking one of, each week, we're taking one of the hottest movies of the summer. Movies like Pirates of the Caribbean. Anybody see that? No, none of y'all were the $122 million on the opening weekend. You see it? I saw Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to take a movie called Shrek. Anybody hear of Shrek? Shrek right there. Spider-Man. Anybody see Spider-Man 3? I did. And then I know you haven't seen this one yet, but we're going to take another movie called The Transformers, which is going to be coming out July 4th. And we're doing a message for each of them. And we're going to just kind of look and see God through our culture's eyes. Now, what that means is none of these movies are like super spiritual movies. You know what I mean by that? None of these movies are like, okay, we're just going to, like, face. Anybody see Facing the Giants? Yeah. Okay. It was a movie made by a church, and it was really just a whole God theme and everything. None of these movies are that. But I've found, and you've seen, I use a lot of them, I've found that there is a lot of things in life in movies that relate spiritually. And a lot of these movies have themes through them that there's a real kind of spiritual theme in these movies, to these movies, and Hollywood doesn't even know it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take each of these movies and we're going to look at God through our culture's eyes. And so the first one, I get to kick it off tonight with a message about Pirates of the Caribbean. And our message tonight, and it's probably there in your notes, it's called Who Owns Your Soul? Now we're going to do Elevate a little bit different tonight. I got to get somebody to get me on time. Tell me what time it is right now. 7:42. I want to be done. I want to be done by 7:55. I hope. Okay. 7:42. Now here's what we're going to do. We're going to do tonight a little bit different than normal. Everybody has their note sheet right there, and you see a lot of blank space. There's a reason for that. Who said about time? I thought somebody said that. There's a reason why it's blank. There is no particular big idea for tonight. And there's a reason why. And I'm trying to set you up. So I want you to pay attention just real quick because I want you to know what's going on. What? Man, you messed me up. All right. Here's what's going to happen. I want you, while we're doing this message, I want you to write down the big idea that you feel God is speaking to you during this message. You understand what that means? Big idea. When I usually create a big idea, it's probably about 5, 6, 7 words. You know, just a thought, a basic thought for the message that just kind of hammers what we're talking about on the night. And so what I want you to do tonight is you're going to write down what you think the big idea is right there on your page where I put big idea. And then what you're going to do is when you think you got a big idea, and I'm going to need your help on this, Tommy. When you think you have a big idea, now don't be stupid and don't write down some idiotic things, okay? This is a time where I want you to really listen to God and listen to what he's trying to say to you. And so I want you to write down a big idea. When you think you got it, I just want you to just slip up your hand. It's not going to disturb me. Tommy's going to come by. You just tear off just that big idea and give it to him. And later on in the evening, we're going to be doing our podcast live here tonight. We're going to be doing our podcast. If you've never heard it online, if you've never heard it ever before, you're going to get to see what our podcast, and kind of you're going to get to participate just a little bit by being a live audience for our podcast, for our talk show on our podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about your big ideas, and a little bit our team is going to be up here, and we're going to discuss a little bit of what the message is. So everybody kind of got that? So when you think you've got what God is telling you, the big ideas, what you feel God is speaking to you in this message as a big idea, big thought, the bottom line, whatever you want to call it, write it down. Lift your hand. Let Tommy know. It probably isn't going to come in the first minute. Okay? It might take you, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to kind of go through this, and then we'll do it. Okay? So Pirates of the Caribbean. How many of y'all have seen Pirates of the Caribbean Part 3? Just raise your hand. If you've seen Part 3, it's okay. I'm raising my hand. I saw it. Okay? The rest of you didn't. How many of y'all saw, like, Part 1, Part 2? Okay? How many of y'all have never seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean? None of them, okay? A couple of y'all, all right? All right, it's okay. I'll fill you in just a little bit, okay? Part 1, you know, it starts out, there's these pirates, and the guy's Jack Sparrow, and he's like the main, Johnny Depp, the main character of all three of the movies, huh? Captain Jack Sparrow. All right? And as you go through, all three of the movies, there's this guy named Davy Jones. And this is kind of like lore, you know, like, I don't know if y'all know what lore is anyway. But Davy Jones is this guy who kind of owns the seas and transports, and this is not real, okay? This is the theme of the movie. He transports people, sailors, pirates. When they die, he transports them to like the, you know, the whatever, not heaven, but whatever it is, to the world's end. That's what it's called. And so, in part two, the end of part two, Captain Jack Sparrow gets killed. Right? He gets killed, and he ends up in World's End. And so in part three picks up, they're going to try to get him because Orlando Bloom, who plays another character in the movie, he has to have Captain Jack Sparrow's ship in order to save his dad from Davy Jones. Because his dad was one of Davy Jones's kind of sailors. He's trapped. He's owned by Davy Jones. Davy Jones owns his soul, and he's part of his crew, and he has to stay on Davy Jones' ship for basically eternity. He has to work for him. He's almost sort of like his slave, sort of like his servant, but he has to stay. Davy Jones owns his soul. And so you go through this whole movie, and you see basically these characters fighting, and if at the end of the, if they, I don't know how to say it. It's not really kill, but if they stab Davy Jones, whoever kills Davy Jones by stabbing his heart, which is in this chest called Davy Jones' locker, okay? Whoever stabs him in the chest actually becomes the captain of that ship, and boom, 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 boom. And so the whole idea of this whole movie is that Orlando Bloom, what's his character's name? I forgot. Will Turner. There we go. Will Turner, if he will... He wants to kill Davy Jones and become the captain of his ship so that he can set his dad free. That's the whole theme of the movie. And so, Davy Jones owns Will Turner's dad's soul. He owns his soul. And so, the thought is, how many of you have really ever asked who owns your soul? How many of you have ever asked yourself the question, well, who's really in control of my life? Who really am I giving my life control to? What are the things in my life that I'm become a servant to? Or I've let them become a master of my life? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the things that you do and you just kind of keep doing them and you keep going back to them and they're really the things you really love? Maybe a sport. It may be music. It may be cars. It may be all kind of money. It may be all that. But the idea is tonight is who owns your soul? Who owns your soul? Who are you allowing to have control of your life? What are you allowing to have control of your life? What is that thing that you've made your master. Now, if you got your Bibles tonight, let's look at the scripture in the Bible. It's a great scripture, and it's in Matthew chapter 6. And you got to have your Bible here tonight in Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to look at, and if you don't have your Bible, maybe look on with somebody that's around you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. When you're there, say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you're not there, I'm sorry. Matthew 6, verse 24 says this. Great scripture. It says, no one can serve two masters. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. And then it goes on and says, you cannot serve both God and money. Now, that scripture there is talking about riches, and it's talking about money, and it's talking about, but it's just a real principle in life, because you could really, I believe you could replace the word money there with anything. You could replace it with cars, you could replace it with girls, you could replace it with boys, you could replace it with clothes, you could replace it with any sport you think of, anything you think of. It could be God and whatever. And so it starts out and it says, no one can serve two masters. And I'll tell you, I'm not talking about money is bad. Okay, because the reality is you can have money and not serve it. You can have a lot of money and you can serve God. But what you can't do is you can't serve money and let it be your master and let God be your master. Can't do it. Y'all get that? And the reality is you can do a lot of things in your life. Basketball, football, sports, anything. You can have cars and all that. And you can have those things. But you can't let them be your master. And have God your master. And so the question tonight is, who owns your soul? Who owns your soul? Who are you giving control of your life? I remember growing up, and all through high school, when I got to my senior year, I was kind of reading a lot about bodybuilding, and I was reading a lot of bodybuilding magazines. And when I got to the end of my senior year, I was really battling of the fact of, did I want to go into college? I already had an offer to go play football in college. Did I want to go play football, or did I just want to just go to college and just do bodybuilding? Hey, why are you laughing at that, huh? Huh? What are you trying to say, man? That was like 5 years ago. Whatever. Yeah, right. But I battled. Listen, I know you probably think it's weird, but I battled between, do I want to go play college football, or do I want to go in full-time, you know, just training and just bodybuild? Because I kind of realized you can't really do both. They don't really, you have to train a lot for each one. And I couldn't really do both. Although I could lift weights and I could play football and I could lift weights and kind of, you know, build a good physique. But I couldn't really bodybuild and play football. And so I battled with it. And I decided that, you know, I played football all my life. I had the opportunity. I was going to take it. Because how many people get to play football in college? Not that many. Not that many at all. And so I went and I played football my freshman year. And I had a great, awesome time. And then I quit at the end of the year and just decided to go to school and go into bodybuilding. And so I did. Went into bodybuilding for, I think, 4 or 5 years. 4 years, 5 years, I don't know. I competed in two competitions. I had my body weight all the way up to 275 pounds. That's not very good, though, for a 6'2" guy. But I was working out. I was working hard. And you know what I ended up doing? After those 4 years, I made bodybuilding my God. I made my body my God. Now, I know that's kind of weird, but I made that my God. I mean, I ate it, I slept it, I drank it, I got up in the morning, I was going to own a gym, I trained people, I was going to own a gym, sell supplements, and train people, and just bodybuild my whole life. That's all I was going to do. Just my whole life. It was all bodybuilding. I had one room in our house. We had a 3-bedroom house. One room was our bedroom, one room was for our kids, and the other one was for bodybuilding. I had pictures all over the wall. I bought every bodybuilding magazine there was. It was my life. It was everything. But then I realized that one day God started drawing me back. And I ended up committing my life to God to follow Him and be a follower of Christ. And when I did that, something happened. That same kind of battle started. Am I going to bodybuilding or am I going to serve? Am I going to do bodybuilding or am I going to serve God? Am I going to do bodybuilding? Which is going to be my God? And you see the scripture saying, no one can serve two masters. Could I have done bodybuilding and been a Christian? Yeah, I can. There's nothing wrong with that. But I couldn't have bodybuilding be my master and God be my master, because you can't have one or the other. And folks, in your life, you can't have two things that are going to dominate you. You can do a lot of things and you can do them right and you can enjoy them, but they can't be your master. And so the question is tonight, who owns your soul? I'm going to give you one more scripture, Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24, and I'm closing. We're going to kind of do something else. So you may want to be thinking about what that big idea. What's God speaking to you tonight? Joshua 24, verse 14 and 15. If you don't know where Joshua is, turn to the front of your book. Look at the little table of contents. That was easy, huh? Actually, it's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Joshua. Joshua 24 says this, verse 14, now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped before beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And verse 15, this is for you tonight. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Choose today who you're going to serve. And the reality is this, you cannot serve two masters. And God is saying, choose today who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve boys? Are you going to let boys be your master? Is that all your life's going to be? I got to have a boyfriend. I don't know what I'm going to do without a boyfriend. Oh no, I just broke up with him yesterday. I got to have a boyfriend by tomorrow. I know girls that are like that. That's crazy. You don't have to have a boyfriend all the time. Right? You will be okay. I promise you. And guys, the same thing, man. You don't always have to be finding the next girl to hook up with. You don't. I like to say it like this. You need to quit chasing britches and skirts, and you need to start chasing God. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. You can't serve two masters. Man, you can't give all your life into cars and everything going to that and all your money going to that and your whole life going to that and do all that and serve God. You can do that and serve God, but you can't have two masters. And so the question is, who owns your soul? Who owns your soul tonight? What owns your soul tonight? What are you allowing to be your master? So if you write down your big ideas, I need you to give them in. What is the big idea God speaking to you tonight? What is it that God is speaking to you tonight?
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Podcast. For more information on Elevate, log on to www.myspace.com/elevateyouthcc.